Welcome back to Community Affairs. I'm Coach, and my guests for this segment are Tim Jennings and Chris Bowman. They're representing the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest, which will be happening on August 12th to 14th in beautiful Colburn, Colorado. And we are going to find out all the details about that festival. But first, fellas, I would like to get educated, and I'm sure some of our audience would love to get educated too. There is a question on your website as a headline of an article that says hemp versus marijuana. Do you know the difference? Well, I'm here to tell you today I don't. So I'm going to let you guys tell me. Let's start with Tim. Tim, what's the difference between hemp and marijuana?
Well, good morning. First off, my name is Tim, and there's a very similar thing that you will notice when you look at hemp and when you look at marijuana is, as far as the leaves are concerned, you may not initially be able to tell the difference, and that's where a lot of the confusion has come in. And this is something that goes back probably 100 years, ever since hemp and marijuana were both kicked out of the economy. We weren't allowed to grow either one of them, but marijuana is a completely different makeup chemically than hemp is. Marijuana produces THC in the flowering, and what you'll notice with the THC is that's what people smoke, that's what people put into the baked goods, that's what people give, and I hate to use the word high, but that's exactly what marijuana does. It's used for a drug purpose, and it even... to this day, you know, has medical benefits and is classified as a medicine, whereas hemp is not. And why that is because although they're very similar in makeup, hemp, the plant, does not have THC, or at least a negligible amount. It's about 0.1%. So you could smoke an entire bag of hemp and it would not give you those medical benefits, aka or a high, whereas marijuana would. So when you look at hemp and you look at marijuana, there's two different applications. Hemp is a great agricultural product, something that was used a long time ago in the production of fiber for textiles, for paper, for wood, for shirts, for a great number of things. And then not only that, it's a great farming product because you don't need pesticides. You don't need all of these chemicals to assure that you're going to get a good crop yield for that season. So I think what we're wanting to do is try to show the difference that hemp is actually a great agricultural product that people can get into, invest into, and get on the ground floor of a product that is really going to start happening, and you're going to really start seeing that here in the near future. So we're trying to let farmers and other people know about a crop that has so many benefits, and we have speakers lined up for the whole thing. So I guess when you're saying, what is the difference between marijuana and the difference between hemp is marijuana is medicinal. It has THC, and you can either smoke it, ingest it, and it has certain benefits, whereas hemp is an agricultural product.
Now, like cotton. Tim, you told me that the leaves look very similar. Now, yeah. Are you saying to me that there are two different species of plants?
They are. The way that they grow, yes, they are. There's cannabis sativa, and then there is cannabis hemp. So it's no different than a blue spruce and maybe an evergreen. They look very similar, but the makeup is completely different. So, yeah, they look almost exactly the same. But what you're not seeing on the hemp is the THC-producing flowers, a.k.a. what people would know as buds.
Okay, so, Chris, I'm going to ask you this. This Colorado Hemp Fest coming up, it's not a Colorado marijuana fest. So is this focusing more on the agricultural part of hemp?
Absolutely. It is also being touted as a family event. We encourage families to come and demystify the I guess bugaboo about hemp being marijuana and stuff like that. Our music will entertainers and people coming reflect part of wanting to involve family. We got Genevieve Rose Mitchell coming from a popular talent show. It was on television. She made number 14 in the national competition, and she puts a great show on, and she's young. She's 16. And so we're encouraging people to come bring their families.
So it's going to be more, maybe not at all, a party atmosphere where it comes to getting high is not the focus of the Hemp
Fest. That's absolutely zero to do with the Hemp
Fest. We are also in our advertising saying there is no marijuana on site use.
All right. All right. So there won't be like a big cloud of smoke like at a concert or something.
No, we are not bringing in an element that will just be just go ahead and smoking on their own and whatever. You know, we are going to be enforcing the marijuana laws as required.
Tim Jennings and Chris Bowman are here. We're talking about the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest happening August 12th to 14th in Colburn. So, Tim, let's get to the nitty-gritty of the festival. It's more than one day, so you must have a lot of things planned.
We do. 3 days. We've got speakers. We've got vendors. We've got bands set up with their booths as well. And then, of course, the general festival atmosphere of having your family out, eating some food, and hanging around, enjoying a nice day. But like I was telling him, what's really exciting about hemp and what's exciting about this time right now in hemp is that people are confused about it. And that's kind of exciting to me because I feel like here in about 5-10 years, us as a community, as we start seeing this become, you know, more commonplace, that we're going to know the difference. So it's exciting for me to say, hey, you don't know the difference between hemp and marijuana, and why is that? So we've got these speakers that are going to be able to get up there and tell you a lot more effectively than I can what hemp is. For instance, we've got farm to table VIP speaker coming in, Clint Dennison, going to tell you about growing hemp. How do you grow hemp? He's going to also tell you about hemp and the natural fibers, how you can use those fibers, how you can make shirts. And then not only that, hemp cooking. You can use the seeds. The seeds, some people don't know, are one of the highest yielding in protein. So you can, just like peanut butter, you can have your hemp seeds, get a really good source of protein. And like he said, we're trying to eliminate the stigma. I think eventually we're going to get there. We're not there right now. Obviously, you look at the leaf, it's a scary thing. And in the future, they're going to look at it in the same way as you look at cotton. This is a profitable agricultural crop that I can grow instead of goji berries because they're difficult and I'm going to lose crop. It's like, no, you know what? I'm going to invest in an entire field of hemp, start on a new industry, and then these people are going to tell us, why is that viable? And how is that viable? How do I start that? For instance, I don't know.
So you want to educate the people that show up to the festival about hemp, and you're going to use some things like music to get them there, right?
Well, yeah, music, of course, yeah. Entertainment. And right. We've got a great list of bands, especially here from the Grand Junction area. And then, like he was saying, we've got Don Francisco, who is major in the Christian community. And then we've also got Genevieve Rose Mitchell, who was on a television show that sounded like Schmarrn von Schmeidel. And she, along with Jack and Jill, us, Tim and Richard are going to be, but a lot of great local bands are going to be playing throughout the entirety of the festival. Of course, we'd like to see you out there from the 12th to the 14th, but you can always go online, find out a lineup, decide what day you want. And like he was saying, we are encouraging families to get out there and understand that this is nothing to do with party, rock and roll. This has everything to do with local economy, agriculture, and future growth on an exciting new industry that hasn't been allowed in a long time here in the United States.
Chris, why don't you tell us some things that you're doing to attract families to and for them to bring their children?
Well, there's going to be, I believe, some creative play for the youngsters. I'm not sure which age group that they're going to limit that to, but it'll be creative play and supervised. We'll have the little bouncy tents and things like that. And also for our more adventurous, we're going to have a disc golf tournament and a hacky sack tournament as well. Horseshoes for the adults. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun just to come out and just hang out in the high mountain air and enjoy it. And the reason that we're having bands is because it's going to be a panel of speakers and then followed by a band. And then just going to mix it up just to make it not so dry, just sitting here listening to speakers all day, you know. So that's why we thought we'd create it in a festival environment.
Now, this is the first time for this festival, right? You guys hope to make this an annual event?
Absolutely. We want to encourage this and support the arts in our community as well as we can with the musicians. And there's going to be an art community there as well. There'll be painters and jewelry and things like that.
Yeah, teaching youngsters how to make hemp jewelry and things, bracelets, necklace, and other things out of the fiber we were talking about. So,
Tim Jennings and Chris Bowman are here talking about the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest, August 12th to 14th. That you're here in Grand Junction, you're on the radio, you're telling our listening audience about it. Where do you hope to attract people from? How far away?
Everywhere. Anybody that's got enough gas in their car to get to Colburn from the 12th to the 14th, come on down and visit us. It really is an exciting event because, like I said, this is for a long time here in the United States, here even in Colorado, it was completely illegal for you to grow this crop. You could not grow this crop. And you're going, okay, well, now we're able to grow this crop. Why? Why is this important now? And that's what's exciting about this Hemp Fest is that I think hopefully we're going to see a lot of people start getting involved in this, start creating a local industry. And then here in a couple of years, you're going to look back and you're going to go, wow, that really was an exciting time. So everybody, get as far as you can, go online, cohempfest.org. It gives a full schedule, full lineup, map where we're at. And yeah, I would hope to attract people from Moscow. Do they get this station in Moscow?
They can if they get online.
Moscow, Colorado, right? I was thinking, what are you guys thinking, Russia?
Tim, the word freedom is in the logo, Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest. What is there a significance to that word?
Exactly like I was just speaking about, because hemp was not legal to grow. So the freedom that we're experiencing now is very new. We're going to be telling people things that they really haven't gone into because of, like he was saying, the stigma attached to it. We're like, we're not going to grow marijuana. This isn't a kid-friendly thing. You know, there was a lot of controversy surrounding the legalization of marijuana in the state of Colorado, but that's not what we're discussing here at this hemp festival. We're discussing, and the best way that I can put it without making people, you know, vilify it, is that it's very similar to cotton. It's a cotton-type product. We're giving an opportunity for people in the community to grow something cheap and turn around with a good profit on it and invest here in local businesses that can therefore process that hemp, turn it into the products that we use. So anybody that's in the state of Colorado and in even further that is interested in knowing about this future crop, please come out. We've got speakers that know 10 times more than I could ever hope to know. They've spent their whole lives learning about this stuff. So,
well, now you've made me think of another question I want to ask you about hemp, and that is, how is the climate in Western Colorado for growing hemp? Is it good, bad? Do you need a certain altitude or elevation?
It is good because, as you know about marijuana, it is known, they call it a weed, and hemp, you know, as a weed. And I wouldn't say grows like a weed, but it's a very resilient, strong plant that has the ability to grow and be a viable crop in this region. And I think that's why we're holding it here as well. And a lot of these speakers are going to come and tell you exactly what it is as a farmer. That's, for instance, I use goji berries because somebody had a really hard time with that crop this past year that was talking to me. And they were like, you know, we really wanted to grow these goji berries, but they probably lost 40 to 50% of their crops. And this crop is a lot more resilient in the fact that you don't have to use the pesticides. You're saving a lot of money on chemicals. And that alone is helping the community, the water supply, other things like that. But yes, it's very, very easy to grow in the region, and especially if you've got all the advice. And these speakers, I'm sure, are going to be able to point you to the right books and people that you need to talk to for that.
Okay. Now, Chris, the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest is happening over a period of 3 days. If people are coming from out of the area or they don't want to drive back and forth from whatever town they live in, is there a way for them to stay the whole weekend?
Absolutely. There will be a list. If you go to the website, there will be a list of accommodations available in the area, as well as on-site camping for the 3 days.
Okay. Let's talk about this site. The Colburn area takes in quite a lot of land. So where are you going to set this up?
Specifically, Plateau City. It's about, we use the Job Corps as our landmark because it's like the big complex right there, because we are right adjacent to the Job Corps. It's a big, about 17 acres of beautiful, pristine alpine meadow with a pond and I think two streams going through it. Of course, you know, for safety, I'll be able to take care of. And very shady camping, nice trees. It'll be calm, quiet. We're hoping for great weather.
I'm going to be camping out. Yeah, are you going to be camping out there too?
Well, you bet.
All right. Well, we've got some acoustic guitars hanging out at the campground afterwards.
That's always the best part of a festival.
Whose land is this? Is it private land?
The people that run the drive-in, right on the road, Paul and Wendy, or I mean, Dan,
He's looking at me. Can you tell? Yeah. No.
It's the name's aren't important. I was just wondering if it was private or public land.
It's private land. Yeah, it was private land.
Excellent. All right, so the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest happening on August 12th to 14th. Tim, do you want people to get passes ahead of time?
We do.
How will they do that?
Well, tonight, very good question. Tonight we are going to be at the farmer's market, and we've got a booth set up. You won't miss it. It says CO Hemp Fest, and we've got tickets as well as information, stickers, and other fun things. You can, as the community, come on up and talk to us more about it. We have pre-sale discounts happening right now, so if you get your tickets now, you're going to get a great discount that you're not going to get necessarily at the door. So cohempfest.org, that is a great place to get your tickets. If anybody's interested, get online. It has all of that information there as well. But like I said, tonight we're going to be out at the farmer's market, and then as well we are going to be at a couple of more farmer's markets. We are teamed up with a great deal of businesses, and by getting online you can really get a good idea of how big this thing really has become, you know, as far as these people that have all generated interest in wanting to put together a great event. But cohempfest.org, the place to go for tickets, or you can come visit me down at Farmer's Market tonight. I'll be down there.
Chris,
oh, and he'll be there too.
I want to give you a last word here.
Sure.
Talk to the people that were listening today and still have that stigma of, oh, I'm not a marijuana user, so why would I want to go to the Hemp Fest? Last word.
You want to come and visit because we're going to demystify that thought right there. We're going to make sure that hemp is a new viable product available to the public and a new resource for our community.
I've been talking with Tim Jennings and Chris Bowman about the Colorado Hemp Freedom Fest happening August 12th to 14th. And if you would like to meet them and ask them questions in person, they will be at the downtown farmers market tonight. It will be at the booth starting at about, what is that, about 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
And tell them when you stop by that you heard them on the Community Affairs Hour on KAFM. Thanks, fellas, for being here today. It was very interesting.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks. I appreciate it.
In our next segment, we're going to be having a musical spotlight. And Tim and Richard are here, and we'll be talking about their upcoming gigs and playing a little bit for us right here on 88.1.